shore next to sea. It's got a few island chains hanging off it, so it's quite identifiable.
I think you fell over Hawks Ahead point.
And I just felt sorry because obviously he's English when he died and
nobody's attending his grave, and I just think it's so lonely. And now I've got it built up, and I took Tringle from the beach. Oh, I was looking at it the other day and I just thought, oh, that's looking beautiful, the snowdrops. And now the daffodils is going to come up, you can, and the bluebells that spread along there too. So it looks, you go out there and have a look, and there's a lot of bluebells been growing among this stuff.
There is that two other wartime graves in St Peter's, which is the two gunners on the anti-aircraft gun side at Hurston. Sayers is the one, I can't remember the surname of the other, but they were a gun crew. There was a raid on me. Uncle in Hoxha, he remembered that. He was up on the watch hut on Hoxha, and he saw the four guns firing. He said there was a flash at ground level on that site, and that gun never fired for the rest of that air raid, or for the other three did. That's when the two guys got killed in that gun crew. They took it down. The gun was examined, and they found a shell, instead of coming out the end of the spout, like it should have done, had actually jammed in the barrel, and that blew the breech out. The shell didn't explode, but the explosion that was meant to propel the projectile into the air came down instead of going up, and that's what killed the two guys. When they made shells in factories, they didn't check each shell for its size, and if it had got machined wrong and was oversized, they maybe checked 1 in 10 or less. I don't know, but they didn't check every one, and if that one slipped through the system and it didn't fire up and come out the spout at all, it just jammed in the barrel and blew the breech out.
I just was walking around one day and I just seen, oh, war grave, and here's another one. So I started from the two years ago getting snowdrops and just putting it. I'm not planting crocuses because the rabbits eat the crocuses, but they don't like daffodils or snowdrops and bluebells, so that would look nice. And it just makes it more that we care. I just think what they went through, you know.
Down the road, down to Hurston Village, on your right, is a high-walled building, a gateway leading in. That's a lighthouse building as well. And that was the coaling station for the Benton Skerries when it was first built. Certainly in my uncle's youth, they were employed as temporary labourers for the skerry boat, which came around there and loaded coal. And that's where the two bodies were laid, in that shed. And when the local joiner came to box them up, he was not happy in the condition that he found them in.
And I just thought, 17-year-old he was. One of that boys, a boy, it's a deckhand, you know, that's somebody's boy. So I will continue. As long as I get snowdrops, I will continue till it's just a mass of snowdrops. Oh, yeah.